Famous Composers by Darren Henley, read by Maren Alsop. This is the story of six different men. The first was born in 1678, and the last died nearly 300 years later, in 1975. In that time, the world changed beyond anyone's wildest imagination. In 1678, men wore wigs and carried swords. Women wore long dresses and traveled in carriages. 3 centuries later, the world had cars, television, and man could travel to the moon. But despite all these changes, these six men had one thing in common. Music was the most important thing to each of them. Not just listening to music or playing music, but creating new music. Imagine you're walking down the road or lying in bed, and a new tune just pops into your head. You have no idea where it's come from. It just appears. There it is, singing away in your imagination. Sometimes it's just a melody. Sometimes it sounds as if it's being played on a violin or a piano, or even by a full orchestra. This is what it was like inside the musical imagination of our six men. This is what they had in common. As soon as a musical idea occurred to them, they had to find pen and paper and write the music down so they didn't forget it and other people could play it. Here is one of them. The trouble is that this composer is a priest.